Kufayin Zayin Siv Beis. This is a halacha which is not so common nowadays. There's a certain thing that's after you finish eating, it's not part of the meal, but you eat it before Birchas Hamazon. What is that? In the time of the Gemara, there's a minig. They used to, in many places those days, have little tables. They clear away the tables with all the bread, and they start all over again for desserts. So it was that showed it was not part of the meal itself. It's not like today, it was still sitting at the table, still bread there. So if you have that situation, the only situation you may have nowadays is in the chasanas in certain parts of the world. They eat and eat and eat, and then they dance and they clear away all the tables and everything else, and then afterwards they bring out Viennese table for these poor hungry people. Yeah. So the nice over there, there's a tzad according to what we're saying, that you'd have to make a bracha, the fneimen, and also bracha achrayin on them, as we will see soon, because it says in the Shulchan Aruch that these things that are achar suda, komash mevim oz, the fneim, bein vama boy machmas asuda, bein vama boy mishaloy machmas asuda. Whether they bring there now some other types of chicken and fish, or they bring them fruit and whatever. Tun and bracha, bein the fneim, bein machrayim, tam loitzi, bils and mozanein, poitim, el the masha nechel, toich ikra asuda. And Birchas Hamazon only pertains to that which is eaten in the main suda v'dinze ha'achron. Ein amotzi v'neinu, like we said before, it says it's not common. Levisha ein on regim limshach yedeinu v'napas ad Birchas Hamazon. Under normal conditions, we do not separate ourselves completely from the bread until we make Birchas Hamazon.